There's a lot more about being a rodeo queen than wearing a sash. David Sparks, Idaho Ag.
My name is Megan Tabor, and I am 16 years old.
My name is Moira Tabor, and I'm 20 years old.
We are both rodeo queens, and I'd say that a fair number of siblings do it, but I think we definitely take our own spin on it.
Moira and Megan Tabor grew up on their family's place just outside of Shoshone, and taking the kids to the local fairs and rodeos was a regular event. Here's Amy Tabor, Moira and Megan's mom.
Moira, of course, admired the beautiful queens at every rodeo she ever went to, and she wanted to be just like them.
Those girls were so kind to me, and I just looked up to them. They were such an inspiration. Really, that's what sparked it for me. And then come to find out later on that my mom did rodeo queening when she was younger, and the growth that she experienced through that, it was something that I really wanted to get into.
At the time, Moira was terribly shy. She wouldn't speak to strangers. She had a very difficult time talking to people, carrying on conversations. And that was one of the four most important roles of a rodeo queen, is to interact with the public, interact with the audiences.
I was so shy as a kid. She knew that for me to want to do this, I had to want it enough to be willing to give up that shy and be willing to put myself out there in front of people and let them get to know me.
Shaping the lives of Idaho's children. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.